Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And Happy New Year to everyone. Happy holidays. We're on the last one. One of the last ones, right? We still have a few. We have Orthodox Christmas coming up on the 6th here, or the as my daughter tells me, the Feast of the Epiphany coming up, Little Christmas. So happy holidays to everybody, and I should say, like, happy spring feels like, right? Nah, it's still winter, but you look at those temperatures and 50 degrees in January. Yeah, this is insane. And looking the next few days, it's going to be warm, and then we might get into that cold feeling of winter. We'll see, but right now they're calling Wednesday close to 60 degrees. Who knows? Weather has just been just been crazy the past couple months, really the past year, right? So, but we'll figure it out and keep on keeping on. You know, don't think too much about it, because winter is here. Winter is now on its journey for us to, we'll definitely get some snow, we'll get some cold weather, we'll get those types of things. Everything you read right now says we're going to get it, but you never know. So that's what, that's what the weather forecast tells us. We'll see. Who knows? Anyways, hope you all enjoyed your holidays. Hope you guys got to take a listen to last week's show. If you didn't, you can definitely go on to our website at paulparent.com. And there's a button there that says Listen Live. You can click there. That'll bring you to the area, to the GCN website. And on there, you can actually listen to old broadcasts. And so you can listen to last week. So that way you can see some of those answers for the week, because there was some good stuff. It was a good show. I enjoyed myself doing it. I enjoyed being able to do it on a Monday. Feels like forever ago at this point. But we got it done. Enjoyed it. Hopefully you guys did as well. So anyways, if you have questions, like always, you can call us. Our phone number is 855 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're just getting into the new year, right? That first year, first day of the new year. You know, we all make resolutions. We get all those things going on, figuring out. But, you know, we can make some of the resolutions maybe have to do with our plants, right? Maybe just in what we're going to do in the garden, what we're going to change, right? What our goals are for the garden. And today would be a good day to pick up some sort of garden journal. Really just to, write down what we want to do, but it's not just about writing down what we want to do, it's writing down what we see, what has happened in the garden, and that right there is going to take and help us with the future of the garden, right? Because we're going to be able to say, all right, this happened at this time of year. And we see that it could be actually happening the same exact time the next year. So it turns into our IPM, or Integrated Pest Management, this little booklet, this notebook, this journal, whichever you want to call it, is there to help us out for the future of the garden, for all the different seasons, to make sure that we are successful. And the best way to do this, like I said, is to write it down. Write down when you started with, your seeds. We're not there yet, right? We're going to be there soon, but at the same time, you're going to write down when you started. When you started to see sprouts. When you started to, use different techniques. And a couple of those techniques might be using a little fan or using a heat mat, using a grow light, all those different things. So those are things that we should be, thinking about now. New things for the garden, discussing, some goals for the garden. The goal that you could have is putting in a pollinator garden or putting in, a butterfly garden or a perennial garden or a vegetable garden. Writing these things down for the garden helps make it happen, right? So, those are just a few things we could be doing. So, we think about this time of year, just, what we're going to change in our lives, right? Well, let's think of it in a different way and say, well, what are we going to change in the garden this year? And get those things kind of figured out. Because I think we'll definitely be able to figure some new things out in the garden. Or even figure some old things out in the garden, right? Some old techniques that we've used in the past. But anyway, some other things that we can be doing. This is the time of year where you can start looking at different websites like, Burpee. Looking at the different seed companies to say, all right, this is what I want to put in the garden. Getting those ordered, getting those settled, right? Trying to get new ideas for the garden. And, I don't even know what I was looking at the other day, but something was basically saying the same exact thing. Oh, it's, January coming up. This is when you start looking at your seed catalogs. This is when you start getting your thought processed. And I was like, oh, that's, it's like ingrained in my brain that this is when you do that. This is when you start spending some more time researching, doing those things. Do you want to go with seed? Do you want to go with cutting? Do you want to go with bare root? Do you want to go with a plant that's already started growing, right? Those are all things that we can start thinking about right now because it's a new year, right? We want to think of the new way we're going to do it. So this is when we start looking at, you know, the different websites. I look at Burpee a lot, right? I look at their website just because of the amount of information that you can get from each individual style of seed. I mean, I've looked at a lot of websites when it comes to this, but this one is one of my, like I've said it a million times, it's one of my favorites. Just the information that it gives you so you can figure out how you want to do your garden. So definitely take a look at it. You've probably heard me before, but honestly, the key attributes it shows up, days to maturity, the light requirements, mature spread, mature height, it's got fruit, the size, right? And a lot of things here will tell us a few other things. So definitely, as you're searching for things for 2023, take a look at some different websites. Burpee's one of them. Now, if you have some questions, call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few minutes.
Fair Advance is a company that brought you Tree and Shrub, the product that controls insects on trees and shrubs without spraying, and it lasts for 12 months. Bayer has something new for you this spring, a termite and ant control in a granular form that's fast-releasing and creates a termite killing zone around your home. Ants and termites bring the product to the collie, transfer the product by social interaction, and they soon die. The built-in shaker makes it easy to apply. You just water and walk away. That's all.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're just getting started on this New Year's Day. And we're talking, like I said, things that you'd be thinking about doing for this year, going into the rest of the season. And, you know, we're really, you know, we're thinking about what the different things we'll be able to do and get ready for are, right? You know, we're also looking at it and saying, you know, what can we do with, you know, our garden, you know, this year. What can we be adding? What can we be subtracting, right? It's not always about, you know, all the, you know, all the good, right, that has happened in the garden. We want to actually look at some of the, you know, I would call them negative, right? But I would say look at some of our, you know, opportunities, right? We wouldn't call them failures. Wouldn't call them, you know, issues. Let's call them opportunities, right? Because they're opportunities to learn from. And look at it and say, all right, this is what happened in the garden. And, you know, it didn't do so well. But let's look at it and say, all right, we could be doing this. Or, you know, we did enough here, but not enough here, right? Those are all things that we want to take a look at and say, how can we, you know, turn this into an opportunity? So, you know, those are things to be thinking about this time of year. Thinking about what we can change and fix for the next season. Our next season is spring. Right. We were talking about for so long, oh, winter is coming, this is what we gotta do, da 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 da. Well, now we can start talking about next season. Spring is coming, right? There's a bunch of time. It just started, right? We just got into winter. We're 10 days in. But, you know, it hasn't been too bad so far. We'll knock on wood here just in case. But it is, you know, winter time in New England all over the place. We've already talked about it a little bit weather-wise. We just don't know what's going to happen. I mean, the past couple days, been able to go out in a sweatshirt, walk around, see things. I mean, our plants must be so confused at what is going on that hopefully, you know, we've been able to do a few things. This is, you know, if you haven't been able to do the wilt proof, say you just couldn't finish or you didn't get it in time, the next couple days would be good to do it. You know, it looks like maybe Wednesday, Thursday, some rain. So the next day or two here would be good to do it. Because I'm sure our plants are kind of just like, what's going on? Because honestly, I look around at some of these plants and I'm surprised they're not pushing buds. You know, pushing flowers, pushing, you know, new growth. This is the time when they're supposed to be resting. And saying, all right, we're good for a bit. We'll be back in, you know, in the spring or in the next couple months. But, you know, it's just so crazy to, you know, the temperature-wise. We keep getting a bunch of rain, which has been good, right? That is a good thing to keep our ground saturated while the ground is not frozen. Because we know that our plants, with the temperatures, they might start to grow a little bit, right? And not really a lot, but they might. And so this moisture that keeps happening because of the all this the heat that we've been getting, really, you know, we definitely need to keep an eye on our plants. And our plants sometimes, you know, with the stress levels, don't know what's going on. So it's a great thing that there's the moisture at least coming into play. Now, if you have some questions, you can call us. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. Be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. The salary cap for congressional staffers being raised, the new ceiling for staffers in the House, just more than $212,000 a year. Even though both flu and COVID-19 cases have gone down as of late, healthcare providers are urging caution.
Dr. Jotu Sandhu with Sharpree Seeley Medical Group in San Diego says more people could be hospitalized with COVID because they aren't taking the same precautions as the last 2 years.
Most people are not masking up, and so that's predisposing people to infection.
Dr. Sandhu says some of his patients report their recent bout with the flu was much worse than COVID. I'm Jeremy Scott.
A man from Rhode Island arrested last week after TSA agents found parts of a disassembled semi-automatic handgun wrapped in plastic bags and shoved into two jars of creamy Jif peanut butter. Port Authority police confiscated the handgun parts and arrested the man. Corey Myers, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, you know, Happy New Year again. It is definitely... you can definitely feel the new year here. Definitely enjoying it. This is the time where we look at it and say, what can we change? And we're thinking garden, right? We're not thinking anything else right now, because, you know, if you want to talk change, we could talk about a million different things. But we're not there. Anyways. So we're looking at different things that we can be doing. You know, this is the time of year, like I said, we look at, you know, different catalogs. But I also like to look for new, you know, garden type websites, right? Different things to learn before the season, right? You know, and taking a look at different types of brands of plants, you know, maybe it's proven winners, right? Proven winners are not just about, you know, the annuals. They have a lot of new, you know, newer varieties of plants for shrubs, trees, etc. So, you know, maybe taking a look at those things. So, you know, it's not just about saying, all right, this is new here, this is new here. It's maybe it's some of the old plants bringing into your garden for new. Those are all things that we'll definitely take a look at for this year. I mean, I'm looking at a blank slate, blank sheet of paper out in my front yard. So that's what we'll be, you know, what I'll be looking at this year and saying, all right, how much grass am I going to put down? How many different perennials or what am I going to put down, right? You know, one of the things I want to do, there's a lot of white pine that have grown, you know, wild in my woods behind the house. You know, I kind of want to move a bunch of them into a nice line, or, you know, zigzags along those lines to get them in a better area for them, grow a little bit bigger. The other thing is the white pine is a huge pollinator. It really is, and it's a native plant, right? It's a native pollinator. So it's amazing to have the, you know, the native plant, but then a pollinator at the same time, and move them around into the area. There's woods near my house that they're all over the place. They're all little seedlings everywhere you can see. It's awesome. Just can't wait till they grow up, right? But it also tells me that they're the type of tree that will grow in tons of different growing conditions, and I know they're a little bit easier, right? Because they'll grow in sandy or rocky areas. They prefer full sun, well-drained, fertile soil. But they will really grow in a number of different styles. So it's definitely one thing that I'd be looking in to this spring, right? It does attract, you know, pollinators, butterflies, right? Songbirds, those types of things. And that's definitely what we're looking to do, what I'm looking to do at least. So, you know, that's going to be one that I'm going to be looking at adding. You probably heard me talk about it before. You know, I had a ton of burning bush in the backyard. I've cut most of them down. It's the first area that up until I moved here that I had said I had never seen burning bush just in the wild. Now, I've seen it all over the place in Chelmsford Woods where I am, right? And I had a bunch in my backyard, but they were really blocking everything. So I couldn't really feel like the woods were bigger. It was kind of like a property line. It wasn't, but you get the idea. It was kind of just like a line there. Anyways, my thought process is to at least now fill in with these white pines, have something more native to the area, bring those pollinators to us. And this is one of the things. A white pine is going to do more for pollinators than some of just perennial gardens, right? Like a full garden of perennials. Because its size eventually can help that much more. The pollen on it, etc. Now, pollen might not be great for some of us, right? I've told you before, I'm pretty much allergic to every plant out there. But we're figuring that out. But this is the thing. If you can plant a white pine, you know, look for maybe a dwarf. Maybe something that doesn't get as wide. You know, a columnar. Right? There are a number of styles out there that you could add that would really help bring pollinators in here quicker than putting a few perennials. So that's what I'm looking to do. You know, property line of mine, I'm looking to add them because right now it's all oaks and maples. Maybe a few poplar here and there, but it's all oaks and maples. So all the leaves fall, and then all of a sudden, we see everybody. Now, a lot of people might look at it and say, well, you know, maybe plant some arborvitaes, plant some of this. Maybe. Maybe add a few here and there. But I like the idea of a white pine trying to not necessarily just let it go, prune it so it stays a little bit thicker, and get it into the shape that I'm looking for. So at least it creates a nice little hedge. And the hedge will also help as a sound barrier, right? But these are things that I am thinking about for spring. And a white pine will definitely do a lot for pollinators. And it's also a native, right? So, pretty good stuff. It's from the Northeast and Canada, those areas. So definitely a good native to have here. So, you know, I don't like the saying, but killing two birds with one stone, right? That's kind of what we're doing here. We're helping two birds with one stone. I like it. Just came up with that. What can I say? Anyways, we're helping adding natives and we're helping pollinators. So pretty good stuff there. You know, what else could we be thinking about adding? Because it's not just about adding, you know, trees or whatnot. Maybe it's cleaning up an area, putting some lower perennials in, putting some lower shrubs, right? Because when we think of trees, eventually what's going to happen is those white pines are going to get bigger towards the top, and then the bottom might not have as much. So let's think of some understory type looking trees to add, or shrubs, right? Or perennials. Kind of tear it down a little bit. You know, think ahead. Because when I think of some of these pines or even some spruces, right, I know that as they start to get taller, the lower branching and the inside branching is harder for them to, you know, grow, show their needles, show their leaves. And so I like to look at almost like a preemptive type thing and say, I want to cover that base so we never get to that point. So that's part of it, right? And so, you know, do we want to do rhododendrons? Do we want to do mountain laurel? Do we want to do Lakothaway? Do we want to do some sort of inkberry? Do we want to stay in the evergreen? Or do we want to go into something that might be, you know, deciduous? You never know, right? Those are all things that we think about right now. Now, if you have some questions for us, you can call us. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're just getting started. Just starting the show. New year, new you, right? Hey, enjoy it. Enjoy 2023. We've had a number of years where it's just been blah. Let's think some positive for this year. Anyways, if you had sent me an email and you were looking for us to, you know, answer the show we did on Christmas Day, you can definitely go to our website at paulparent.com and click on the top there. It says listen live. It'll bring you to the GCN. You can actually listen to old broadcasts there. And look for last week, because I know, hey, it's been busy, holidays, family being around, all those different things going on, and you just didn't have enough time to do. Maybe you could take a look at it and get some ideas, right? So that's what I've been, you know, trying to do is catch up, right? You know, we had their, you know, our New Year's celebration with the ball dropped at, it was late for us. It was 9 o'clock. We had the ball drop at 9. Our girls wanted to stay up as late as possible, but I'll tell you, nah. I don't think I made it past 10:15 last night. I know a lot of you probably feel the same way. It's just one of those things, right? You kind of say, all right, well, new year, great. All right, let's move on. So, it's kind of what I did, but we're, excuse me, You know, we're on to the next season. We're thinking spring, right? We're definitely thinking spring, thinking about new plants, you know, different things. I mean, like I said earlier, I was on, you know, I'm looking at different websites, and Proven Winners is a great one. I like to look at their website for hydrangeas, right? And, you know, take a look. You know, I saw a new one here. I'm not sure about it yet. I got to look more into it, but there's a puffer fish, right? There's also a new tiny quick fire. Yeah, if you're a quick fire hydrangea lover, you know, some of those get big. This one's only 3x3. You can actually only get 18. The height is between 18 and 3 feet. So 18 and 36 inches. Yeah, not bad, right? Up to 4 hours of shade. Well, we'll see. Anyways, if you have some questions, call us. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We should be back in a few minutes. More of your gardening questions.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with the new easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up first today?
Joshua's in Hyannis.
Joshua, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick. Happy New Year.
You as well. Good morning.
All right, a couple of things. First of all, I want to tell you what a great job you've been doing. I don't know if it's been, what, the better part of 4 years now?
Yeah, a little bit over. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I listened to your father. I didn't miss a week. I haven't missed a week with you either. Even the pre-tape ones during holidays. All right. So now that we got that over, you know, I'm very happy that you guys are on the radio. You have no idea how much you help people out.
Well, thank you.
There's always a question, and I'm a horticulturist, and I haven't learned half of it because every year there's something new. But okay. So check it out. You ready?
Yep.
I planted some paper whites and some amaryllis. Because everyone gets those for, you know, Christmas or before Christmas. They come in a little box, you know.
Yep, exactly.
My paper whites now, it came with 4 bulbs, all right? 6-inch pot, 4 bulbs. In the picture, it looked like, you know, there was lots of flowers. 2 of them have struck up 6-7 inches and have flower buds at the top. They haven't opened. And then the other 2, though, are, geez, a quarter of the size. So I don't know if it will eventually catch up with the other bulbs, but all I'm doing is just water what it came with. You know, nothing special.
Yep.
Just making sure I keep it well watered. And the amaryllis, when I took it out of the box to put it in the soil, already had, it was already pushing a flower.
Yeah, a lot of times that those will do that just because they've come out of their dormant stage and they're into a warmer stage now, so it kind of forces it to happen.
Yeah, the plants don't know what they're doing right now. My rhododendrons, I have a rhododendron in my front yard that's actually flowering.
Yeah, it's
it doesn't it's know crazy. What to do.
No, they don't.
Like, it's 52 degrees here right yep. now. 52, no wind, 52, beautiful out, blue skies, the plants are supposed to be sleeping right now, but they're not sleeping. So do you think that's going to affect how things go in the spring?
Oh, I definitely, I see it'll affect the long term of the plants. We'll see, though. You know, it's gonna drop at the end of this week, temperature-wise. We'll see how that affects it for the long term of it. Now, real quick, to answer the paperwhite question here.
Yeah.
Now, so the couple paperwhites that you have, are they, like, on the backside of the plant that's, like, facing a window? Or
yes.
Is there...
Yes, okay. Yes. They're sitting right in a bay window.
Yep.
The ones that are closer to the window are the ones doing, and I do turn it
yep.
every, you know, 2 or 3 days if I have time, and sometimes I forget.
No, I get it. So what I would suggest doing is turning it now and kind of leaving it there for a bit that the smaller ones are in the front, because the taller ones are just going to create shade right now
right.
for them. The other thing is, you know, we want to kind of slow it down a little bit. So if that area might be a little bit cooler, the other thing I would look at, you know, is it a heat source, whatnot? Because when paperwhites start to bloom, so the two taller ones that are starting to push those flowers, they yep. actually want to go into cool temperatures, because what it'll do is it'll allow those flowers to last longer. So,
I'm not talking. Coming up on a, can I hold on?
Yeah,
I
no
got
problem.
A couple more questions.
Yeah, hang tight for everybody else. We're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.